Governor Gary Herbert has signed a bill to overhaul the state's liquor laws. Meanwhile, state regulators are already preparing to work through the changes. KUER's Nicole Nixon reports.
In a written statement, Herbert said the bill is a major update of already effective alcohol regulation. He says the bill will fund education and enforcement to prevent underage drinking while giving restaurants more options for dispensing alcohol. The Department of Alcoholic Beverage Control is already preparing to work with restaurants for smooth implementation. DABC Compliance Director Nina McDermott said restaurants that send in applications in May could now begin taking down their Zion Curtain barriers as soon as July 1st.
There's a lot that needs to be done right now. The biggest thing is for compliance staff to make sure that we are all giving consistent answers to licensees and applicants, as they're calling, with questions.
McDermott said a big concern is that restaurants will begin taking down the barriers without proper approval, which could result in fines or other citations. Some provisions in House Bill 442 will take effect in July, but other parts of the bill will allow restaurants to take until 2022 to complete their changes. There has been some uncertainty from restaurateurs about how the changes will play out, as well as lingering concerns from owners with dining club licenses, who must choose to convert to either a restaurant or a bar. Bill co-sponsor Senator Jerry Stevenson reassured DABC commission members and restaurant owners that he'll work with them should unforeseen issues arise.
It's got a long implementation process. We've got 4 or 5 years before this is completely in place. So that gives us some opportunity to make some changes.
Last week, the governor also signed a bill to let the DABC keep an extra $1 million of its revenue each year. It can use that money to increase employee pay and purchase equipment. Nicole Nixon, KUER News.